Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I told you guys last week, I said, hey, I'm going to be out Thursday, Friday. I get, you know, this incredible opportunity to go attend this military monument dedication, this memorial dedication back at the Marine Corps Museum outside of Quantico, just south of Washington, D.C. And so I'm going to be out Thursday, Friday. But, of course, we had a great guest host covering down. Big thanks to Tammy Hall for filling in on the show. Wednesday afternoon, I'm out Thursday, Friday, not back on the radio till Monday morning. I get this message late Wednesday. I get this message from, somebody who's very well connected. And she sends me this link to a press release from the Independent Women's Forum. Media advisory, take back Title IX bus tour to hold rally in Whitefish, Montana, featuring Riley Gaines and Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, man, I'm thinking, Riley Gaines and Tulsi Gabbard are coming to Montana, and I'm not going to be on the radio Thursday or Friday, and the event is Monday afternoon. So I start scrambling, immediately start reaching out to see what we got to do to get some of this crew here on Montana Talks, and we finally made it happen. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have this incredible warrior, Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer, 5-time SEC champion and record holder. She's also an Independent Women's Forum ambassador. But, yeah, they are doing a big rally in Whitefish, Montana at Montana Longhorn Company later today at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Be sure to check out the Independent Women's Forum website in case you have to, RSVP. In order to attend the event. It looks like the website is OurBodiesOurSports.com. They are doing a statewide summer 2024 bus tour coast to coast. And, yeah, this is the Take Back Title IX summer bus tour and a big rally taking place in Whitefish, Montana this afternoon. Not only is this incredible college swimmer Riley Gaines going to be there. Remember, she is the one who lost the first place trophy, not because she lost, but because a man decided to swim and identify as a woman. So they gave the women's trophy to the man instead of to her. So outrageous, but she has been leading the fight to save women's sports, to save girls' sports. She's been assaulted by radical transgender activists in the process as she's been simply attempting to speak out in defense of her fellow female athletes. She should be with us here right after our first break here on Montana Talks. Riley Gaines in Whitefish, Montana. Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat presidential candidate, former Democrat congresswoman, a fellow Iraq war veteran. Tulsi Gabbard, I've always respected her. Even if we didn't agree on everything, I've always respected her for her service and sacrifice. She's also in Montana. Maybe we'll get a chance to catch up with her later in the week. So, needless to say, big show coming up right after this. Montana Talks, and then we'll have time for your phone calls later.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Coast Live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What an incredible athlete. What an incredible American warrior. Such an honor to have Riley Gaines not only with us on the radio right now on Montana Talks, but she's already in Whitefish, Montana. I'll tell you what, Riley, welcome to the most beautiful place in America. You already got your miles in swimming this morning, too, as I understand it.
If my hot tub outside my condo counts as miles, then I sure did. But you're right, this is really, it's the most beautiful place. I'm about to pack my U-Haul and start heading over.
What brings you to Whitefish, and what's your message going to be later today for the folks that, you know, that might be 7-8 hours drive away from you listening right now?
Well, I will tell you, I am here alongside the Independent Women's Forum, actually a coalition of groups and people who have been instrumental in preserving Title IX, saving women's sports over the past few years. And so it'll be myself, it'll be Paula Scanlon, who is a University of Pennsylvania swimmer, of course, on the same team with Leah Thomas. It'll be Tulsi Gabbard, Barb Ehart, who I understand you had on, who's just amazing, the first legislator to introduce legislation anywhere in the United States to help curb this issue that we have now seen as only increasing. And so very exciting stuff. It is the Take Back Title IX bus tour. It is called that strategically because we have an administration in the White House right now, President Biden and his Department of Education, who has rewritten Title IX, entirely abolishing its original intent, which is so ironic. They do this under the guise of progress, but let's be very clear. This is regressive. This is taking us back in time. This is the most anti-woman, anti-reality pursuit we have seen from this administration. And so we are here in Montana for a couple reasons, to spread awareness, first and foremost, to give calls to action for everyday, common-sense Americans, Montanans, who intuitively know that men and women are different. And so couldn't be more excited. I think what better place than here, given the fact that Montana has a senator who I believe, granted I'm not from Montana, but I would imagine he does not represent Montana values. He is someone who, Senator Tester, John Tester, he voted in opposition of protecting women and girls in sports. And I think if Montanans knew that, they would be just as appalled as I am, quite frankly.
That's the thing. This guy pretends to be a moderate and really he's just phony. He's fake. Yeah, he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. How would you describe the threat? How would you describe what you had to face firsthand, even in your own locker room? And you mentioned Paula Scanlon. If you're talking to young ladies or even just to moms and grandmas across Montana, girls' sports are some of the most popular things in Montana. I mean, Class C girls' basketball. There's been documentaries that talk about how great and how beloved that sport is in particular. How would you describe this threat facing young women?
I would describe it as severe, which, you know, we hear all the time. We've heard it from Tester. He says this is we're creating a solution to a problem that doesn't really exist. There's such a small percentage of males identifying as women competing in women's sports. And so my question for Senator Tester or anyone who promotes or celebrates or accepts or encourages the erasure of women, my question for them is how many girls, you know, how many girls will it take? How many girls have to lose out on opportunities or have to be exploited in locker rooms non-consensually or injured in their sports before you do care, before you do see this as a problem that's worth solving? Is it one? Is it five? Is it 10? Is it an entire Olympic team of men? What's the standard? Because to me, it's zero. No girl should ever have to face the unfair competition that I did, quite frankly. No girl should ever have to feel entirely violated, to feel betrayed, to feel belittled and mocked in the locker room setting. I mean, really, that, you asked me how I felt. The locker room in particular, really, it was traumatic. And not even necessarily traumatic because of what we were forced to see or how we were forcibly exploited, but it was traumatic for me to know just how easy it was for those people who created these policies to totally dismiss our rights to privacy without even a second thought, without even bare minimum forewarning us.
Men identifying as women, watching young ladies get undressed in the locker room. I mean, not only do you have trophies that are taken away from women that have gone through an incredible amount of sacrifice to train to get to that level, just to have that trophy taken away, given to a man, but then to have them watch you undress in the locker room. I mean, what in the world?
I know. It sounds insane. It sounds like, you know, 5-6 years ago, we would have said, this is what we're dealing with. You have a sitting U.S. senator who voted in favor of this. People would say, you're lying. We will never get to that point in our society. We know what a woman is. We know what a man is. We've never struggled to understand that in the nearly 250 years we've been established as a country. But here we are, living through the midst of what I would describe as a social contagion, really. Whether it's this issue, I mean, a lot of the cultural, societal issues that we're facing right now, it feels almost satirical. It feels like an SNL skit, which is objectively meant to be funny. And so I think a lot of the times we hear what's going on and we almost chuckle. But we have to realize and understand this is having real, I mean, this is real consequences.
Yeah, it seems like a joke. It seems like a joke. It looks like a circus, but there are real world impacts and women and girls that are being harmed by this. Riley Gaines, stand by. I know we got you for a few more minutes. Such an honor to have you on the show. Stand by more with Riley Gaines from Whitefish right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But yeah, catching up more with Riley Gaines during the break there. 12-time All-American swimmer, 5-time SEC champion and record holder. Independent Women's Forum ambassador. She's also the host of Gains for Girls on Outkick. She's only 24 years old, just graduated college in 2022, married now for 2 years. They've got 10 dogs and one horse, 10 dogs and hunting dogs, it sounds like, too. But Riley, you know, given all of the pressure that's been facing you since you've been so boldly speaking out in support of women and girls sports and just women's safety, period. I remember the video when you were supposed to be a guest speaker. I thought it was UC Berkeley, but you were telling me it was San Francisco State. And these radical left-wing transgender activists, these are men who identify as women. They physically assaulted you. I mean, the lengths they went to block you from being able to speak, I think it shows the hatred, the true hatred and insanity coming at you from the other side.
No doubt about it. It shows what we're up against, which really is, in the grand scheme, it's a very, very small but loud fringe minority. Because again, this topic it's painted as one that's divisive or that's polarizing, and that seemingly falls on party lines in the way that our media portrays it, and the way that our elected officials are voting, as made evident by Senator Tester. But that's not the reality of it. But nonetheless, it is a crowd that is filled with hatred. They are filled with vitriol and anger and violence in many. As I saw at San Francisco State, I mean, yeah, I was ambushed. I was attacked. I was physically attacked. I was hit. I was held for ransom. These people held me for ransom for, 4 or 5 hours in the middle of the night, demanding that if I wanted to make it home to see my family safely again, I had to pay them money. All the while, of course, this is in San Francisco, mind you. The police are being held for ransom with me. And I look at the officers like, can't you do something? Can't you get us out of here? It's your job to ensure my safety. And to which they said, you know what? No, we're not allowed. We can't do anything. We're not allowed to be seen as anything other than an ally to this community, or else we'll lose our jobs. Again, it shows you the chokehold that this fringe but loud minority has on not just athletics, not just the media, but, I mean, academia, corporate America, our government, our justice system, our law enforcement officers. It's I think we should be asking ourselves why and how. You know, how have we gotten to the point where now we're putting people in harm's way to continue furthering this narrative and this movement, which, again, adversely, almost every time adversely affects women and or children.
Well, and why do the feelings of grown men matter more than the feelings of young girls or women, right?
This must be the patriarchy that they so warned us about, right? The feminists, I think 50 years ago, right? The women who wore the pink hats and they marched for us to be able to compete. They marched for Title IX. It's those same women who ultimately are furthering this, who are the ones who are undermining our sex-based protections and sex-based rights, which is again, it's ironic. It's contradictory to what the original feminist movement was and what it meant. But yeah, that's the message that's being communicated to me loud and clear, is that our purpose as young girls, as women, is solely to validate the feelings and the identity of men. That's what we're being told from the Biden administration. That's what I'm hearing loud and clear.
You know, it's interesting when you think about women voters in particular, how important women voters are. I saw some poll numbers recently. You referenced the U.S. Senate race here in Montana and how important that is if you want to save women's sports and protect girls in locker rooms from men. I mean, John Tester is basically a deciding vote, and he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. And it really, Montana can take this country back. You never have wavered, despite the threats coming against you, despite the physical assault you face, despite all of that. And yet there's and yet there's people that are still too afraid to speak out, or still too afraid to do what needs to be done to take back this country.
Well, I'll tell you, they and understandably so. I won't sit here and say that the risk and the threats don't exist, because they certainly do. But if this is not a hill that you're willing to die on, as a parent, as a woman, as a human being, if this is not a hill that you're willing to die on, then what in the world is? This is something that this topic, we cannot let fear of being called names, because that's really what it is, being called transphobic or homophobic or racist or a domestic terrorist or a fascist or whatever label they can throw your way. If that to you is scarier than the consequences for telling the truth, then you should understand why we are at the place we are now as a society. I'm doing this. I'll face the attacks. I'll take the arrows, because I'm fighting for my future daughter. And I understand that. I have a younger sister. I'm fighting for her. This is so much bigger than just me or just Paula or any of the women who are here on this bus tour. We are fighting for future generations, and I would hope that more parents could see that, more coaches would see that. I would have hoped that Senator John Tester would have been able to see that, but clearly he has not, which is why it's crucial that we get someone in office who does. Tim Sheehy, I will say I've spent a good amount of time talking and conversing with him and asking him outright, you know, would you support legislation that protected women and girls? And to which every time his answer is, of course, how could someone not? That's what Montana needs. That's what Montana is looking for. So all that to say, everyone should find it within themselves to be bold, be courageous, speak the truth. It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Well, Riley Gaines, it's so honored to have you on the show and to know that you're here in Montana. Thanks for what you're doing. Keep up the fight. OurBodiesOurSports.com, that rally, 4 o'clock today in Whitefish. Riley Gaines, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, again, go to ourbodiesoursports.com for more details on that event. I'm looking at the flyer for it right here. Our Bodies, Our Sports, Take Back Title IX. Equality is not a game. Keep women's sports female. So ourbodiesoursports.com. Yeah, it was interesting. You know, she referenced the you know, the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. And isn't it amazing how we look at how crazy our world is right now? We look at how crazy our country is right now. And to think and to realize, like, no, wait a minute. Like, because normally you can look at world events, you can look at events in Washington, D.C. and say, yeah, hey, you know, what are we going to do about it here in little old Montana? What can we do about it? Literally, this one race, your one vote here in Montana could be the difference in taking our country back or going down this path of insanity where men are staring at girls and women undressing in locker rooms and then stealing trophies from them afterwards. So cool to see. Yeah, not only is Riley Gaines going to be there, but Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat member of Congress, a fellow Iraq War veteran, she's going to be there. Tulsi referenced Paula Scanlon, who's a former University of Pennsylvania swimmer. She was a teammate with Leah. Leah is the man who identifies as a woman and took away these honors and these opportunities from women. Coach Kim Russell, Selena Soule. Selena Soule was one of those track athletes in the state of Connecticut that lost a trophy because men were running as women. And she was a four-time national qualifier sprinter. And then, of course, Coach Barbara Ehart. Yeah, I spoke earlier this morning with Coach Barbara Ehart, former 15-year career NCAA Division I women's basketball coach. She also played in the NCAA basketball herself and is currently a member of the Idaho House of Representatives. So what a powerful lineup they've got today. Dan and Wolf Point sent us a message on, or Dan and, from Vita sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. Dan says this, it's not just in women's sports anymore. What about the guy that got to go to the women's prison? Yeah, great point, Dan. I mean, think about it. I don't know if that's more offensive or if that's less offensive. But look, here's the deal. Whether it's a young lady who's playing basketball or who's swimming, or whether it's a young woman who tragically made some bad decisions in life and ended up behind bars in prison, every single one of these women deserve protection and should not be forced to share a locker room or a prison cell with a man. And I also spoke with Matt Sharp, who's the senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And I was telling him about this story about how, you know, the California craziness is now coming to Montana, and a district judge who was appointed to that bench by former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. A liberal judge in Yellowstone County is trying to place a man in the Montana women's prison. And I shared this story last week. It's on our Montana Talks website right now. Look, regardless of how or why these women ended up behind bars in prison, they are still deserving of our protection. And they should not be forced to share a cell, to share a shower, to share an exercise facility with a male. The number of women in prison who experienced prior sexual assaults or prior trauma, I mean, the numbers are absolutely astounding. Why would you re-traumatize these women by putting a man behind bars with them? And then look at California, where the number of incidents where sexual assaults against women went skyrocketed after they put these men who claimed they identified as women behind bars with the women. The California crazy is coming to Montana, but it's coming because of liberal judges put on the bench by former Democrat governor. It's coming because of liberals like John Tester, who voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index stood at 120.4 points in May. That's up 0.9% from its revised April level. Increases in the price index for cereal and dairy products slightly more than offset decreases in those for sugar and vegetable oils. The meat index was unchanged. It was the third consecutive month rise in the index, but still remained down 3.4% from the same time in 2023. and 25% below the peak in March 2022.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Looking to last week's sale at the public auction yards, their sheep and goat auction had over 2,200 head of mostly slaughtered lambs selling $15 to $20 higher. Finished lambs that were wooled and shorn brought a price of $185 to $252. Hair breeds, $197 up to $247. Feeder lambs weighing 60 to 70 pounds were priced at $258 to $267. I'm Wayne Northblum.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I did not get a chance to watch the debate yet. I don't know if any of you got a chance to catch the debate. If you did, hey, give us a call. Give us your reactions or send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you want to do that as well. But the phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Yeah, it was the first debate the Montana Broadcasters Association had their big convention over the weekend. I wish I could have been there, but I was at a very important military memorial dedication at the National Marine Corps Museum on Friday and over the weekend. And so it was just such an incredible event to get a chance to be there for. And then spent the weekend in the Washington, D.C. area as well. But, I tried to watch the debate on the airplane ride home last night. I tried to watch the debate. It was, I think, 9 o'clock Sunday morning between Liberal Senator John Tester and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. But it sounds like, based off of, some of the emails that I've been getting from our listeners, some of the other messages on our app, it sounds like Tim Sheehy just cleaned the floor with John Tester. Paul in Bozeman messaged us earlier. During the debate, Sheehy was very well spoken and did an excellent job. The only thing I wish he would have done is hold Tester accountable for his votes on not securing the border and shutting down America's oil production. Tester was bragging about still being a Montana farmer. But I wonder how often he even returns to Montana. I bet not very often. Tim and Savage was wondering, he said, hey, Aaron, you were in the D.C. area. Did you make it to the Bistro Cacao? No, I did not make it to the Bistro Cacao. I don't have, the $1.2 million that John Tester has had to go to fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants over the past several years. In fact, I was thinking about that, too, when Riley Gaines was talking about, women voters in particular and how important it is that women voters stand up for their fellow women and for girls and for their daughters and push back against this insanity with the transgender sports issue. I was also thinking like, if that alone doesn't convince you and doesn't shift your way of thinking yet, look at your grocery bill. Just look at the price of groceries. Look at the price of everything right now, which is all because of the massive government spending that's coming from Joe Biden and John Tester, which is driving up the cost of everything. All right, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Arnie in Boyd. Arnie, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Tim or somebody this morning was talking about over in Europe where they're turning to the right and getting rid of a lot of this woke stuff. The only thing I got to say is you don't want to give up here because them Satanists, they're bound and determined to turn this thing the other way with the gays and lesbians and transgender. They're not going to give up fight, so we got to stick right with the fight.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. It's like if you're a grown adult and you want to, chop off body parts and dress how you want to dress, hey, do your thing. This is America, right? But when you're targeting kids and when you're targeting women and threatening their safety, that's where people are drawing a line and saying, hey, enough of this craziness.
Well, I know that, too, that you're absolutely totally right on that. But they just ease it in there a little bit. Well, a little bit of this is all right, and this is all right, and then pretty soon we're turned plumb around. You know, that's what they did in California. They just kept going until they had everything legal down there. So I'm just saying, do not give up the fight. We got to fight for our kids and grandkids and the ones that are coming. Just keep at it. Anyway, thank you.
Hey, all right. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Arnie. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Next up, Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou, what's going on?
I just wanted to tell Riley Gaines, I hope she's listening, welcome to Montana, young lady, and thanks for standing up and doing what's right. And remember, God created man and woman, and the devil created all the rest. Thank you for your fight. Thank you.
All right, Grandpa Lou, thanks for the call. Let's see. We had a message here. This was from, I already read the Dan and Vida one. I know I had a couple other messages that came in here. Owen in Bozeman. U.S. Daily has an article today about a trans man getting female reproductive organs transplanted so he can be the first to get an abortion. You can't make this Adam Schiff up, was the message from Owen and Bozeman there. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Tulsi Gabbard, I did see, by the way, Riley Gaines said she got a chance to chat with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. She is supporting Sheehy. And then I saw the Flathead County Republicans sent out an email as well, where they were saying that later this week, Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat member of Congress, Tulsi Gabbard is doing an event alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. That's a huge endorsement, very huge endorsement there. Next up on the phone lines, we got Toby. Is this Toby in Stanford? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. How about you?
Oh, listening to you every day, buddy. I'm doing good, and you should run for president. I'd be the first to vote for you.
Well, the happy hour must have started early out there. I don't know about all that. But.
Yeah, anyway, I was curious. I ran through Stanford last night, and there was seven military helicopters there, standing over there, and a bunch of military personnel, and I was just curious if you knew anything about that.
I don't know anything about that particular one. I mean, obviously, we get a lot of, National Guard helicopters that are flying over, oftentimes on occasion. In fact, I was out by Fort Smith a couple of weekends ago, and I think I saw a couple of the Lakotas fly by. That was incredible to see. But I also wonder, are they maybe doing some work in support of, they're upgrading to the Sentinel missile system. They're upgrading all those ICBM nukes. And so there's a lot of groundwork going into that. I wonder if maybe the helicopters are out providing support for some of the work being done in preparation for the Sentinel missile system upgrade. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, I was just curious. It was interesting to see they were all lined up there and a bunch of military personnel there. And I figured I would give you a call and see if you knew, so.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. And speaking of the President of the United States, while I was in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday, we did a quick walkthrough by in front of the White House. And it was so despicable to see these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer protesters. They weren't there yesterday when we walked through, but the vandalism and the graffiti on the memorials and on the monuments and on the walls of the, you know, executive office building entrance into the White House. There was just pro-Hamas graffiti. There was vandalism. The monuments were destroyed. And it was just so disgusting to be like, how come this hasn't been cleaned up yet? We are in front of the White House in the United States of America, and here I am walking in front of the White House, and the graffiti from these pro-Hamas dirtbags still on monuments and still on the walls of the White House executive office building. And by the way, the Capitol Police or the Park Police were apparently deliberately understaffed and were not allowed to even wear their riot gear to keep these pro-Hamas sympathizers from destroying and defacing, you know, our monuments. Absolutely disgusting to see what's taking place, what's being done to this country, and the lack of accountability, of course, as well. Let's see. Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. What's going on, Rock?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to ask you about, you know, you hear all these attack ads against whoever, but I've really been hearing them a lot against Tim Sheehy. And if the stuff's not true, isn't this defamation of character?
Well, they're allowed to do that in politics, especially if you're Chuck Schumer, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, I just don't get it. You know, I understand the left. They do anything to win. They cheat. They lie. But isn't there any kind of recourse against that sort of thing? You know, I guess he could sue them, but that would cost money. So, but yeah, it's just disgusting to listen to this stuff. I mean, I voted for him, and you know, there are people out there that believe this stuff. But I'm sure Ken up in Great Falls does. So,
well, he's going to vote for Tester no matter what. The question is, it's more the undecided voters, and what do they believe? And do they believe, you know, when you've got Chuck Schumer funding all these dark money attack ads, I don't think people are buying it. I don't think they're believing it. I think John Tester's little shtick may have worked, you know, last election and the election. I think people don't buy it anymore. They just know he's full of Adam Schiff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, Rock, I got to tell you, so, you know, I was in the Washington, D.C. area over the past few days, and, you know, I wasn't out there for any political stuff, and I wasn't reading much news at all. Obviously, we were, you know, busy, you know, attending these other events that was so honored to get to attend. But one of my cousins had never been to Washington, D.C. before, so we were kind of showing him around some of the monuments and things like that. Anyway, last night we're waiting to board the flight to Minneapolis, and we hadn't seen any politicians that I know of, you know, because they usually get out of there for the weekend and then fly back Sunday night, Monday night, whatever. I'm sitting down drinking.
Working on that carbon footprint.
Right? Yeah, working on their carbon footprints. Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee and just BSing with my cousin. And all of a sudden, as we're about to board our flight, I see somebody hop off the flight from New York, and he's like 2 feet away from me, and it's Chuck Schumer. And so I'm just there. I didn't even get up out of my chair. I just said, "Hey, Chuck, we're going to beat John Tester this November." And boy, he whipped around and just gave me the evil eye. And I forget what he said right then and there, but he kept walking away, obviously. And then he's like yelling back at me, "Oh, no, we're going to win. You got a crazy candidate there in Montana." I said, "He's a Bronze Star Purple Heart Navy SEAL veteran." I said, "You're a crook, Chuck." You know, and it's like, but looking back on it, what you could tell, what you could feel, what you could see in Chuck Schumer's eyes is how much he and John Tester are. They are tight. They are wedded.
Oh, yeah.
They are tied to the hip together. You could tell just how much John Tester and Chuck Schumer are one and the same back there in Washington. I mean, you could just tell by the look in his eye. I mean, that got under his skin when because Chuck Schumer's the one funding, all these negative attack ads, trashing a Navy SEAL veteran.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And his wife was a leatherneck, too, so.
That's right. Yeah, Tim Sheehy's wife, Carmen, was a Marine Corps officer. They both went to the Naval Academy. And that's why I think they've kicked a hornet's nest by attacking veterans the way they've been doing it.
Well, they're sure good at it. I'll tell you what. They just attack. And we need to counterattack and go on the offensive. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think a lot of them, they have glass jaws. And, they'll take shots all day long, but the moment you punch back, they fall to the floor. They got a glass jaw. All right, Rock, great to hear from you. Thanks for sticking around. Next up, let's go to Greg in White Sulphur Springs. Greg, what's going on?
Well, I listened to the debate on the radio yesterday on KCAP.
Oh, good.
And Tim Sheehy, yeah, he wiped the floor with John Tester because I didn't see it, but I could just sense it that Tester's like cringing, whenever he had to come up with an answer, like, how am I going to lie my way out of this one, and anyway. And besides that, on Memorial Day here in White Sulphur, I went into our local Stage Line Pizza, and I was waiting in line, and there was a woman standing in front of me, and on the back of her shirt, it said, American Warrior. And when she turned around, it said Tim Sheehy on the front. And I said, where did you get that shirt? And she says, oh, my son gave it to me. And I said, your son gave it? And she says, yeah, Tim and the family are upstairs waiting for our pizza.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I went upstairs and met the man.
I got one of those T-shirts at the Stock Growers Convention. I was doing the radio show live from the Stock Growers Convention. And, of course, Tim Sheehy was providing the beef. Their ranch, the Little Bell Cattle Company, was providing the beef for the Montana Stock Growers. So, if you're going to be providing the beef for the Montana Stock Growers Convention, you better be the real deal. It better be good beef. And, let's just say both were true.
Yep. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, the whole family was there. His mom, his dad, his wife, all the kids. Yeah, it was fun talking to him.
Neat family. Yeah, neat family for sure. Yeah, and all look at that family sacrifice, too. And they're stepping up and sacrificing in a big way right now to help us save this country. Great to hear from you, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. Who do we got next up on the phone lines? We've got Link. Link on line two. Link, are you what town are you in, Link? Is it Kalispell?
I'm in Whitefish right now, but I'm also running for Senate District 5, which starts in Kalispell and then is south of Kalispell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're the Democrat candidate for SD5. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, good to hear from you. Yeah, we only got about a minute or so to go, but you can call in again tomorrow since we're short on time if you want.
Okay. Well, real quick, I'm just calling in support of women in our community. I think they should have their choice in their own health care decisions. I think they should also have the choice to compete in women's sports without having to compete against trans women.
Yeah. So you would have supported bills like Senate Bill 99, which the Republican legislator passed and Governor Gianforte signed into law and Speaker Regeer championed as well?
Well, I'm all for the trans community, but I think when it comes to women's sports, there's an exception there. I used to coach high school soccer, both men's soccer and women's soccer, and there's a difference. And when you have men competing against women, it really takes away opportunities for women in women's sports.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I wish more Democrats in Montana would also speak out. Some of the folks in elected office right now that voted against things like Senate Bill 99.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.